Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Your luck. Oh, marvelous.
Recovery 101 does not speak for ANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAMOUSC.
The Oscars.
Yeah, those will be over by the time the show goes up, I think.
So we're not speaking for them.
You know what?
What?
Oh, it won't work. I was going to say, if we're putting it up beforehand, we could just pick a show that's going to get Best Picture. What do you think is going to get Best Picture? Then we'll see afterwards if it got it.
What's up for Best Picture?
Probably The Artist.
What's up for Best Picture?
I'm going to say Midnight in Paris. I don't even know. I just know that the movie my mom really wanted was Midnight in Paris.
I've seen one movie in the last 3 years.
You know what I think it is?
Isn't that the takeoff of Fritz the Cat?
I think it's... I worked on Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat, which was a takeoff on Fritz the Cat. Ralph Bakshi Productions. Yeah. Also, Coonskin and Heavy Traffic came out at that same time as well. X-rated cartoons. With quite...
They had their time.
Booked some women's. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley got a little bit of a tood tonight.
It's not a tood. I'm having a bad day. God is still with me, but I'm in the way and he's a little muted.
So you had a bad day.
Oh, don't start singing that song. I hate that song. Yikes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I can do it.
And I just had to sit through an hour and a half of...
Ooh, go ahead,
say it. You
weren't
so happy with
say
the
it.
Church
say
tonight,
it.
Were you?
Bad church. Say bad,
bad
church.
Bad church. I'm sorry. I'll give you an example of the difference. If you know people... You know, I say that I got my spirituality in the program, not in church.
Uh-huh.
Even though I love church. I love going to church. I love the fellowship. I love the feeling I get there. I feel closer to God, that whole bit.
I feel the same way about meetings.
But there's a difference between, like, if you see people in the program and you know they have managed to get a conscious contact and they just have that light. But they don't go around. That's just the way they are. That's just who they are. It's part of their fiber of their being. Then you have the people that the faith is like, it's all show. It's all smoke
and
mirrors.
Was there a white suit?
No, there was a black suit with a white shirt and red satin ties. I'm sorry, but faith does not wear a red satin tie. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I was just very irritated. It was the whole, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I
one hand on your wallet
for
and
a minute,
put one hand on your television.
I always sit in the front row in church, and for a minute I thought that one of the guys was going to come up and try and heal my neck, and I was going to have to take him down. I'm sorry. I would have just kicked him or something.
So you don't have enough faith, is what you're saying.
I have extraordinary faith that God has put the right doctor on this planet that will help me with my neck. But it's not going to be a guy in a red satin suit who has show faith.
That would be Santa Claus.
You know, one of my guys, I almost cringed when I heard this, but one of the guys that I sponsor, also does a Christian 12-step based fellowship. And he told me today that he had 250 rock CDs, of which he broke most of them. He didn't want to give them away to anyone because, you know, it would be spreading like the Satan's, you know, and I was like, really? And he's like, well, you know, I broke all the ones like Danzig and Black Sabbath and, you know, and
why?
All these, and I'm like going, really? And I looked at him and I said,
why?
Was Journey Satan worshippers enough for you? He goes, no, I saved the Journey. I said, sweet.
Why did he do this?
Because he didn't want to, he didn't want their influence around in his life anymore, and he didn't want to give them to anybody. He thought that would be like propagating it. So,
so basically
250 music CDs. I was thinking I would have took all of them, and the ones that I didn't want, I'd take to some place where I could trade them in and maybe trade them for something I wanted.
So basically, he doesn't think that like God gave Van Halen their talent.
I don't think he had Van. Well, I don't know. He didn't say about. I didn't ask him about Van
or
Halen.
Or Def Leppard or Judas Priest. Their talent didn't come from God. God gives all of us our gifts.
Shelley's very combative tonight.
Do you think? Sorry. Do you think Ronnie James Dio got his gift from God?
Absolutely.
You think God's up in heaven, going, you know, giving the devil horns?
Yes, because they're not really devil horns. It's a protection symbol that his grandmother gave him, or something.
I know. I saw that. Did you know that
God gave us a Stairway to Heaven?
Okay, I don't really like that song. God can keep that song.
Wow. See, I see. So it's all God's doing, unless it's Stairway to Heaven. Then it's like, nah, get rid of that.
Really. All right, can we go on with, what are we doing here?
We're bantering.
Oh.
Have you had enough bant?
Yes, I'm turd.
She's banted.
Wait, no, that didn't sound right.
You're turd?
I'm turd. Yes, apparently today I am a turd.
Tard. Wow.
Or tard.
What? Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
That was a bit squeaky.
She always first, goes to walk past
your,
me.
Your first doot sounded a little bit like you caught something in your zipper.
Yes.
Well, I didn't really want to say that on the air, but, you know.
Okay, yeah. We have shout-outs to Fran, Robert, Donald, Phil.
Sarah?
No, Sarah didn't send anything this week.
Connor?
Brian.
Bruce?
Brian.
Yes, a new one.
Okay. A new one?
Shout yes. out.
Shout to Brian.
Shout.
Okay.
Shout.
Let it
we have some
out.
Lilo news.
We do?
Oh.
Yes.
Where's Lilo been?
Apparently, Lindsay actually has been doing what she's supposed to do. So apparently, Courtney loves doing her job.
You know what? That's why you don't hear anything about her, because she's actually doing
she's
something.
She's actually doing what she's supposed to do. She only has one more probation checkup left. She still has 14 more days of community service and 5 more therapy sessions, and then she's out.
If you think about it, it's been quite a while since we've heard Lindsay news.
Shout out to Hole.
And they are going to let her fly to New York, because she's not supposed to leave the state. They're going to let her fly to New York March 3rd to do Saturday Night Live, because she's done so well.
Nice.
So see, great. She got Courtney Love
shout
as
out,
a sober coach. And
shout out to Lilo.
And
shout
Courtney
out to
Love.
Courtney.
I would have sober coached her.
Yes, I know you would, dear.
Oh, I would have sober coached her. Did you see the movie Machete?
Stop.
Oh, here we go.
She was in it.
Stop.
Naked.
With
our good friend from the program, Danny Trejo, who hasn't been very secretive that he's in the program, so I feel confident in saying that. But
okay,
he doesn't seem like a sober kind of guy, does he?
No.
I never
saw
the movie. No, Danny Trejo was also in Bordello of Blood, and he was in a number of... He started out in Steven Seagal movies, got killed in the first 3 minutes in every single one of them. He's
okay.
always a bad guy.
So you have another story?
Yes, in Long Beach, California.
Could you save Mark from me?
Police have arrested Paloma Espinoza. She gave birth to her newborn baby, and then, in order to conceal the birth from her lesbian lover, she gave the baby to her mother, who decided that instead of just like taking it to a fire station or maybe raising it herself or doing something normal, lied and told the police that she found it outside a gas station and that it wasn't their baby. I don't know why.
The lesbian lover wouldn't notice that the other lesbian lover was pregnant?
I know. Well, she said...
Or with child,
yeah,
or that they lost 30 pounds in one day?
The mother said that she didn't know she was pregnant.
That's the biggest pile of crap I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Now, I have never, having been pregnant, still think that sounds like a pile of crap.
Okay, in Boston...
Baston.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is going to they're going to investigate. They want to decide whether the inhalable caffeine that's sold in those little...
Like
chapstick.
Inhalers. What?
Yeah, the inhalers.
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about them on the show. They're called arrow shots.
Well, no, we talked about the tab ones.
I want to hear about the inhalers. Caffeine inhaler.
Caffeine inhaler.
Dude, I can't even do it, because if I do it, I can see bad things happening.
Every canister contains B vitamins plus 100 milligrams of caffeine powder, which is about the same as what's in a cup of coffee. But the problem is that what the FDA is worried about is that kids will buy them, because you can buy them at like convenience stores and stuff.
You know, like do a whole thing of it.
And shoot like 12 of them.
Yeah, so it'll be like having 12 cups of coffee.
Right.
That would make you feel bad.
Their little hearts
are going
to explode.
Well, for small kids, it could cause them serious physical damage.
So let's not wonder where the parents would be in that whole deal.
Well, the parents...
will be buying the inhalers for the children.
Yeah.
Will it help you do your homework?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kids, see that thing on top of the stove, that orangish-yellow-looking thing with the blue on it? Don't touch that. See the inhaler thing? Don't use that.
Let's see. In Holly Hill... Oh, I knew where this was when I looked it up, and now I've forgotten. But at... Oh, Volusia. Oh, Daytona Beach.
Florida!
There we go. In the Holly Hill area, a 15-year-old boy climbed into Angela Cartwright's kitchen window to steal her pot plant. And as he was getting away... What's going on over there?
No, Angela Cartwright was in Lost in Space.
No one can hear Marty, so that's kind of sounding one-sided to the listeners.
Yeah. Marty and I are having a one-way conversation here.
At any rate, as he was getting away out the window with her pot plant, she leans her head out and screams, "You stupid little brat, it's a tomato plant." She had bought it at Walmart for $5 a few days before.
That's funny.
And he's seeing it through the window. So this
I don't
like,
care who you are, that's just funny.
He's obviously a stoner in training because he can't tell the difference between a pot plant and a tomato plant.
He would when he smoked it.
Well, first of all, he should just claim that he liked tomatoes.
He still got hooked up. They still.
Well, yeah, because he's still stealing.
Burglary.
But I wonder, the charge is no different if you think you're stealing something that in itself is illegal, is it?
No, you're just stealing.
Seems like you could slap him with another charge because he believed he was getting weed.
No.
He believed he was transporting weed.
No, he was charged with
unarmed
burglary.
Stupid is not a crime.
Yeah, he was charged with unarmed burglary.
If it was, we'd know a bunch of people going to prison tomorrow.
I'd already be there.
I'd get a life sentence. In Vermont, an emu is on the lam.
An emu?
Yes. It's a 150-pound flightless bird.
Yeah.
It looks like a little ostrich.
Yeah, they'll kick your ass, too.
And you know what? It makes a really good stew.
Good hamburgers, too.
Yeah, yes. It makes really good stew, burgers. Though. I've had it.
It's been wandering around since it escaped from a local farm 5 weeks ago. The farmer had actually bought 3 emus for his grandchildren as pets, but discovered quickly that they don't make great pets.
Did he keep them in the dell?
They're not very nice.
No, very funny in the dell. He's taken out an ad in the local newspaper that says, "Free emu if you can capture it."
You would think animal control would have just, like, you know, stuck it with a dart.
Where's this at?
Vermont, South Hero, Vermont.
That's too far to travel to go shoot it.
Yeah, pretty much.
But 150 pounds
I can
of bird.
Catch it. I can catch it real easy.
That'd be a hell of a turkey type thing. 150 pounds. Can you imagine the leg on that thing? It'd feed a family of 8.
You just breast it out.
For a week.
In Sarasota,
Florida,
Stephen A. Brewster.
Punky's brother.
Possibly.
I'm just saying.
Has achieved new heights in the criminal world. He just racked up arrest number 40. 40. The Sarasota sheriff says he's been through the judicial system so much he probably knows it better than I do.
Extremely loud and incredibly stupid.
Yes.
He knows all the judges by first name.
Yes, he's been arrested for a variety of charges, including fraud, forgery, stealing credit cards, criminal mischief, grand theft, petty theft, robbery, loitering, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You notice that all of them except the grand theft are misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Well, the sheriff wants to know why he keeps getting out of jail when the last time he was in jail, he was sentenced to 33 months in prison and was out almost immediately.
Because of overcrowding.
Actually, none of them are violent crimes.
That's why, because even though the sentences are getting longer because there's so many of them, you know, he's picked up for like frickin' jaywalking or something. They just can't leave him in there for that. Yeah. So they want to keep the murderer in, so they cut him loose.
40. On Spring Garden Road, at a bank.
At a bank.
Halifax. This is in Canada. Nova Scotia. Someone put an envelope with money and a baggie filled with white powder into the bank machine.
Hey.
Whoops.
Police think that there may have been a mix-up, and they did not mean to put that baggie of white powder
cocaine?
In with their deposit because
or speed.
Their deposit was identified with their deposit slip.
Oops.
So
wow.
They know who it was. They're not releasing the name.
Was it cocaine?
They're not releasing that either, whether what it was. However, they did shut down the bank and because they didn't know if it
they
was a dangerous
it was anthrax
substance. They
or
thought,
something.
Yeah. So they had to shut everything down, bring in
racist.
The hazardous material squad, blah, blah, blah. They determined that it was only dangerous if it were ingested. So
cocaine.
We're probably looking at cocaine.
Well, it could be cocaine. It could be heroin. It could be, you know, it could be China white heroin, or it could be speed.
Oh. It could be flour.
Yeah, probably.
Doubtful.
Yeah, okay. Spoken like a true alcoholic.
Could be flour.
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you this next thing. This next story is out of Austin. I'm going to tell you this. And immediately, I thought of the scam. And let's see if you guys discover what it is instantly. Beginning next Thursday, Austin cab drivers will be allowed to charge $100 to each passenger who's had too much to drink and throws up in the cab. The money is for cleanup costs. Supposedly. Now, can you spot the burgeoning scam in all of that?
Yep. Baggie full of vomit, just dump it in the car every time somebody gets in.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go there.
Yeah, just leave some vomit. Don't clean out the car. Leave vomit in there so when the next drunk gets in there, it's going to make them puke.
Oh, I didn't go there either. My little brain went to, well, if they're drunk and they're already a little iffy, maybe if I just make a few sharp turns, they'll throw up.
Oh, ours was better.
Well,
ours was a true scam.
If they can get past the smell at first, yeah. then you could like you know go yeah. over a few bumps.
You're a facilitator. We were just outright scammers.
Do a little curb surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next one is a little bit strange.
As opposed to the
charging more for vomit riders.
Yeah.
The
guy who deposited the white powder into the bank.
Yeah.
This one's strange. Here we go. Go ahead, Shelly. Tell us the strange one.
Or the emu on the loose.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Shelly, tell us the strange one now.
The emu on the loose is always an everyday occurrence.
In Bartlesville, which is Oklahoma.
Is that next to Jamesville?
Bartles and Jamesville?
Yes, it's next door to Jamesville. Police arrested Bradley Valdez after they got a call from his wife because his wife saw something on fire running down the street. When she realized what had happened, she called the police because she realized that her husband had set a mouse on fire and let it run down the street.
That's awesome.
Now, the reason why, now this is it gets weirder. He said he originally purchased the mouse as food for his pet snake.
Right.
But then
he
the
wanted
snake,
to cook it?
No, but then the snake wouldn't eat the mouse, and the mouse started to beat the snake.
Yeah, they do that.
So he got mad, picked up the mouse, set it on fire, and wanted to watch it run around the street. According to the police, Valdez told them that the incident was not a big deal and asked them if they had anything else better to do.
So what's going to happen to him? Because he's going to get
he was arrested for cruelty
animal
to,
cruelty.
Yeah, he was arrested for cruelty to animals and taken to jail.
Well, and
feeding it to the snake, not cruel.
That's nature. Setting it on fire,
that's
not
nature.
Yeah, if it was a lightning strike.
Yeah. Well, it was simulated.
In Mouseville.
It was simulated.
A lightning strike in Mouseville.
Okay, last story, because we're way over time.
Don't forget, we bannered for quite a while.
Yeah, we did banner for quite a while. This takes place in Knoxville, Tennessee. I would have to say that if you are planning on cooking meth,
or mouse.
Doing it in those little 2-liter bottles outside of the most secure nuclear facility in the country is a bad idea.
Wow.
20-year-old.
Apparently not the most secure facility.
20-year-old Donnie Martineau and the passenger in his car, 26-year-old Shane Martineau, I guess they're related.
I would hope so. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting?
Were parked outside the Y-12 National Security Complex when the police went, of course, because they're parked outside of a National Security Complex, went up and asked them what they were doing and apparently achieved probable cause and searched their car and found the meth cooker.
Is this the idea of, like, if you do it, like, so far out in public, it's, like, so ridiculous no one would
yeah.
catch you?
What are you doing? Cooking meth. Okay, yeah. Have a good day.
Yeah, no, really, what were you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Really.
Man.
Yeah, I love that story. Cooking meth at Walmart.
Okay, and that is the end of the Boozy News. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. You could see Shelly's head about to explode right now. Sarah would be pissed because I'm picking on Shelly by doing that. Mark!
She has her neck tied down so it doesn't spin around, her head doesn't spin around on her shoulders. What?
Mark and I went to the topic generator.
We did.
We have one. You got one, right? We got a couple.
I shared and you leaned over and said, good topic.
Sounded good.
So I shared, you know, we were talking about the first step. So I shared about Star Trek movies and about how in every Star Trek movie they get captured and they get a radio call to discuss the terms of their surrender.
Yeah, like the Klingons are going to have them surrender, the Romulans are going
to... And as I watch people come in the program today, they all seem to want to negotiate the terms of their surrender.
I'm going to go on record here as saying that I think most program people are Klingons. It's like when I used to get loaded, I ended up with lots of Klingons. The moment I had the bag, I had Klingons like crazy.
And where in space were they?
Yeah.
Circling Uranus?
We used to call it the wagon train. I felt like Ward Bond.
It's a planet, Shelley. Don't get
most people won't know who that is. You guys know who Ward Bond is?
Yes.
You know, he did the wagon train.
Yep.
Wagons ho! As soon as I had the weed or the coke, I had a wagon train. They just they hooked their wagon to me and followed me around.
I was the Pied Piper of Columbia.
Yeah, you know, like the Klingons. So we've got. We had a cat escape, in the. And God's calling too. My daughter has an intense ability to call on days when she for sure knows we're recording.
I know.
Which means that I need to,
text her.
Oh, I have three messages. Okay. They're probably all from her.
So, you know, people, they come in and it's like, first step. Powerless life is unmanageable. You need to surrender. Okay, I'll surrender. But here's how I'm going to do it. And they come up with some thinking idea.
I was thinking.
Yeah. That's always bad. The thinking idea.
Yeah. You know.
So what do you think, Shelley?
I don't think that you think about surrender. It's just something that happens to you when you're ready. It's hard to describe. I mean, to be honest, as a newcomer coming into the program and people keep telling him to surrender what? How do I do that? What do I... It's a difficult concept to explain. Because, at least for me it is, because for me it was something I felt rather than something I did. It just happened. I was actually sitting in the 7 a.m. meeting when it clicked, when I got it.
And how did that happen for you?
I forget what they were talking about. All of a sudden, it was like I didn't want to drink anymore, and I couldn't fight it anymore. And I just thought, well, God will take care of this for me. And it was like a feeling. It was actually kind of a little bit of a physical sensation of like, and this is how I always describe it, of falling back and being caught. And not having, if I didn't have to worry about whether or not I was going to drink, then I was free. It was, that's just how it felt for me. It was just, it just happened. I mean, and I, you know, and up to that point, I had been doing everything my sponsor told me to do and doing my writing and reading the book and going to my meetings and doing all the stuff I was supposed to do and praying. So I have to assume that it was at that point that I was willing to accept a little bit of grace. Because that's, for me, I think that's always the thing, is that if you're not willing to accept grace, then you don't go very far.
Well, it's like the, how are you doing? Well, I've been around for a couple weeks now, and I'm definitely feeling stronger, and I know I can do this.
I can fight this thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That was a red flag when you hear somebody say in a meeting, I'm going to fight this thing. And I always say, no, don't fight!
I was like, you know, when you talk about the terms of surrender, it's almost like someone gets caught, you know, the family comes in, it's a intervention or whatever, and it's like, well, I'll go, but I don't want to go there. And I don't want to go there. Maybe I'd go there. And it's like, really? It's like, so you're all for it depending on where you're going.
Yeah.
And as long as you can dictate, and I think it's that inherent human need to feel like you're in control of something. Because, you know, like by the time intervention time comes around, your entire family has like come around you and just told you, you suck. Yeah. That's it. You suck ass. Yeah, and well, now no one's going to support you anymore unless you get clean and that's it.
Yeah. Well,
and you're like, fuck, I got to grab a hold of something. I can, you know, maybe I can pick the place I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. What part of unmanageable don't you get?
Yeah.
The ones I like are the deal makers. I've heard this in meetings. Well, you know, I promised God that I wouldn't drink as long as, you know, XYZ happens. They always want to make a deal. This is not let's make a deal.
I don't want to let my kids down.
Yes.
I love that.
You already have.
Yeah. You don't think they know?
Yeah.
Dude, they're going to be way happy that you're getting sober because
your three-year-old's cutting straws in half and you don't think that she knows.
Oh, my God. There was a time at the Tuesday night meeting, which is an AA meeting, and this gal had been coming in and out for a while. She comes into the meeting and She was sharing about what finally did it for her, what made her give it up completely, is she would spend all her time going off into this room and smoking coke. And one day there's a knock at the door and she opens up the door and her three-year-old is out there and says, Mommy, can I have some? And she goes, oh my God. And she quit. She goes, that's it. I can't do it anymore.
How much did she let her have?
Because mommy had seen, the kid had seen mommy many times. What did you say? I missed it.
I said, how much did she let her have?
Oh, she's a dope fiend. I'm sure she didn't let her have any.
Yeah.
Pimped her out on the street.
Ooh.
Pedo pimp.
Ooh.
I don't know. But, you know, I mean, you know, the thing is, it's like, you know, the things that we want to do are the things that we decide to do and the things that we make the deals on to do and the sweet promises we make and the promises we don't keep. You know, all that's part of that deal making. I mean, I God, how many times did you make the deals with God? Why, I'll never drink again. If you just help me through this one time, I never drink like that again, ever.
That usually happened right about when my head hit the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, just get me through this night. I won't do this again.
For a week.
Praying to the convenience store God.
And the porcelain God.
I was
going
to say, I used to think of it as praying to the American Standard.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
You have any other pearls of wisdom, Shelley?
I don't know. I'm so verklempt today, I don't know if I'm coming or going. Lent has not started off with a bang for me.
Oh, Now, let me see. Have you been making deals with God on Lent?
No, I didn't make any promises. I didn't make any promises to anybody. I said I was going to try.
Really?
And I even said my caveat was that I wasn't even sure whether or not I was going to stay quit after Lent.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, then you weren't listening.
Did you tell
what
me
a
about
shock.
It?
Call Sarah. Sarah and I talked about it extensively.
Oh, I see. So you told Sarah and you just assume we all know.
No, I told everybody. And I actually was been talking about it at coffee. People have been asking me, you know, I talked about it with Greg.
I told her don't
when?
Do it.
At a meeting?
Tuesday night, maybe? Tuesday
Saturday
night meeting?
No,
when
he
I was
wasn't
at,
there.
At the other meeting?
No, he wasn't there.
Oh. All right. So you're not dealing with God on that, though?
No, I'm not making a deal. I said that I would try my best, which today sucked ass. Today
didn't
was
you go
not
have
my
like,
best day.
Did you grab, like, Lent soup or something, or Lent
no,
soup?
No, I did not make it to Soup Supper tonight, because it took me so long. I had a nap. I tried to get the kink out of my back, and then I had housework to do. So I just went to the services and choir rehearsal.
Now, if you had no intention mm-hmm. of going through with the Lent thing, like you already knew that you had messed up the thing, why? I'm just wondering, why go to the service? You could browbeat yourself on that you didn't do any of it?
No. I went to the service to ask God to relieve me of the obsession to smoke.
And did he?
Not yet.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
We'll see.
Weren't you supposed to do that, like, when you got up this morning?
Yeah, but I forgot about that.
So you were brokering. So you were brokering a deal with God.
Brokering a deal?
No, I didn't put any.
Giving God the terms for your surrender.
No, I didn't put any terms on it. I just said, relieve me of the obsession. I didn't
hey,
say
God,
how.
Can,
I didn't
can
say.
Can you help me with this?
I didn't say
if you don't,
anything.
If you don't, I'm just not going to quit.
I didn't say that either.
She wasn't that committal.
You didn't commit. She was too legit to quit.
Not sure, but I'm pretty sure that I'm getting picked on.
I'm pretty sure this
Ask
topic.
Sarah.
I'm pretty sure this topic went sideways.
Yes,
Ask
a while
Sarah.
Back. Yikes.
So, Mark,
what?
What do you think?
I think that you have to come in and surrender unconditionally. There's no bargaining. There's no, you know, sitting down with your sponsor and trying to explain. I love when people come in the program and they try to explain how they think it should work.
Yeah, like I think I should go to these kind of meetings and yeah. not those kind of meetings.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I don't think I should go to a step study workshop because yeah. I don't really get anything out of them.
Yeah.
Or a book study. I don't really get anything out of them. I should just go to yeah. like
speaker
meetings.
I shouldn't go to that Thursday meeting. I don't get anything out of it. Okay, we'll go to a different meeting. Well, I'm just not going to go to meetings on Thursdays. Oh, so you don't get anything out of Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday's just a bad day.
Yeah, Thursday's just a bad day to not get loaded. So if I don't have to go to meetings on Thursday.
See, for guys, that usually ends up being Mondays. You know, I can't really go to a Monday meeting
because of Monday night
football. In the fall.
I don't go to a Monday night meeting in the fall.
Because there will be football.
I like the women that say, I just don't do women's studies. Women and I don't get along. I'm like, you are a woman.
Yeah, the highly competitive women.
They hate themselves.
I guess so. I don't know.
They're feeling less than. They think there's going to be other women in the room that look better than them. They're going to get all the attention.
There are, and they will.
It's a room full of women. So what?
It doesn't matter.
What, to women, it doesn't matter.
But, you don't want to look good to your friends?
I don't really think about it in those terms, actually.
So if you're going to a woman's meeting, would you dress decently?
Probably dress exactly the same as every other meeting that I went to.
Yeah, but you got men to impress at all the other meetings. Who are you impressing at the women's meeting? Oh, wait a minute.
Other women.
That's right.
There have been times when I've gone in sweats. I don't go to meetings to impress people.
Are you trolling for lesbians then?
Once again, I have this
in
vague
sweats?
Sense that I'm getting picked on.
In sweats?
Oy vey.
So, Shelley, what are your final words on the subject?
Jeez. I don't know. Go to Mark.
Mark?
Yes?
What are your final words on the subject?
The first step says that I am powerless and my life has become unmanageable. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room to that. There's not a whole lot of negotiating to that. You either get that or you don't. If you don't, you're not going to stay. If you get it, you got a shot.
Sweet. Shelley.
That's helping, really. If you've gotten to the point in your disease when you can't do it anymore and you can't not do it anymore, just give it up. Because you're not going to be able to hold on to it. The center does not hold. And the sooner you just give it up and stop worrying about it, the better off you'll be. Because it's not going to work anymore, so you fighting it isn't going to work either. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
I think...
Go with God.
Richie Blackmore's Rainbow said it best. I surrender, I'm giving up the role of pretender. There you go.
That was just a cheap opportunity for you to sing, wasn't it?
No, because I didn't really... I wasn't into it that much for singing.
It was cheap anyway.
It was cheapened. It was clearly cheapened. So, Shelley. Oh, have a drink of something.
Sorry, what?
Who are friends back east?
That would be Bruce, the other white meat. Oh, wait, you were supposed to say that part, weren't you? Oh, well.
Either way.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get there by going to recovery101.net. Scrolling down, clicking on the banner. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. Inside each issue is the information you will need to contact him so that you can set up a franchise of the 12-Step Gazette in your town.
Sweet. That would be awesome. Not like anyone needs a job right now. Mark.
What?
What if someone goes to recovery101.net? What would they expect to find?
Go to recovery101.net and click on the latest show. And if you are not yet a member of Podomatic, there'll be a button down underneath the show that says like. When you click like, it will ask you if you'd like to become a member. Sign up and be counted.
It's free.
It's a button.
Yeah. It's a free button, too.
It's like a free app.
Yeah. We've got email addresses at recovery101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff and advertising email at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Hell no. Shelley, who's the lead on music by? Beer?
Oh, yeah, Sippy Cup by Forever Amber.
I was going to say deer.
Because Marty's here.
Deer in the headlights, and I started to say beer in the headlights.
Beer in the headlights.
She's a beer in the headlights.
That sounds like a country song.
Dude.
It does, doesn't it?
Beer in the headlights.
I need to write that down. Beer in the headlights. Dude, you know what? By the time the show goes up, some country dude.
Big and rich. Big and rich.
Big and rich. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Beer in
Everybody,
the headlights.
Try and leave it better than you found it. And be the example.
We are out.
Take care of you.
All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. From the sippy sippy cup, crazy about your hips, taking dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Check me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said, all the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup.
All the mamas in the club bring a sip and sip a cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. All the babies in the club bring a sip and cup. All the mamas in the club bring a sip and sip a cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. When your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Waking on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Yeah, they yeah, never wanna be hated. Yeah, they yeah, never wanna be. Never wanna be hated. J yeah, yeah. Never wanna be hated. All the boys with the toys bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk?